Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love that has moved to take us out of sin and into righteousness, into our right family, which is you, into the right kingdom, and into the good works laid out for us, because we are your workmanship, and the good works is all done in righteousness by the leading of the Spirit. So thank you for another day of being obedience and flowing together with you, working together with you. The grace of God is to our gain. We thank you for that and praise you and worship you this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 10 from verse 8 to 10. You must continually bring healing to lepers and to those who are sick, and make it your habit to break off the demonic presence from people and raise the dead back to life. Freely you have received the power of the kingdom, so freely release it to others. You won't need a lot of money, travel light, and don't even pack an extra change of clothes in your backpack. Trust God for everything, because the one who works for him deserves to be provided for.
Hallelujah. Here we just see the goodness of God towards his people, and this is the goodness we saw in demonstrated in Jesus' life, where he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, is anointed me to preach the good news, set free the captives. And then people wanted him to perform. And then he uses that powerful example of in the times of Elijah and the times of Elisha, they went where they were sent. So he's basically saying, the Spirit of God is upon me. That's my job description, to be led, to bring life, but I'm the servant of God. I work together with God, and I flow as he tells me to flow. I don't seek my own glory. I seek his glory. And this is exactly the same for us now as children. As these disciples here are being told, and they're empowered as they're obedient by the Spirit, by God's goodness in every way, this is exactly the same for us now. We've been called out. Sin was never man's. Man was not designed for sin. Man was designed by a righteous God for righteous works. And that righteous works is found in obedience. So it's so important to have the Spirit. And even having the Spirit and staying obedience and flowing in righteousness brings about the righteous results of a good God backing you up in every way as you stay in tune with your God. So that's our job description. We are children of God. The Spirit of God is upon us to set free the captives, and it's all by his anointing, the leading of the Holy Spirit. So the important thing, if you're in the kingdom and there's a lack of power, there's a lack of assurance, a lack of motivation, the Bible is clear, it's the Father's good pleasure to give us the Holy Spirit for those that ask. So there's about asking. There's also, we can see this, you've got to believe, and then you will receive. And then you can also see, sometimes you let a believer lay hands on you and pray for you for the infilling of the Holy Spirit, so that you can flow in the righteous good works that is laid out for you. So we spirit man that has now been strengthened, become one spirit with the Holy Spirit, so we can be obedient and extend the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. We see this beautifully also in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're spiritual people, not carnal people, and we need to then just stay in the Spirit. And then Romans 8 as well, that's a new covenant scripture. Before that, the good you wanted to do, you couldn't do because you weren't born again and you didn't have the Spirit. And sometimes even if we have the Spirit and we're not obedient to what the Spirit's saying, and we want to do what our flesh wants, that's where we also say, the good I want to do, I can't do. But that's deception. You need to stay in the leadings of the Holy Spirit, and you can do what God wants you to, because you've been born again for the very purpose now of walking in the righteousness of God, into the righteousness that is laid up for you as a destiny, as an inheritance. That's why Romans 8 Verse 2 says, the law of the Spirit of life sets us free from the law of sin and death. So you're free from sin and you're free from death. Death is separation from God. You're now separated unto God. And then further in the chapter it goes, and that's why if we haven't got the Spirit, we're not of His. But that's why make sure you've got the Spirit. And then start believing what God believes. And then God can flow through you. Because creation, it goes on, is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. We come out, we become babies, we get into these words, these wonderful truths I'm sharing today, and what every pastor, prophet, teacher, and evangelist shares is to encourage you to wake up to your family, wake up to redemption, wake up to righteousness, and sin no more. For some have not the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. So arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.